It's Around the Lunch Table.
It's your boys, Jay and Z.
Let's get rowdy up in here.
What fucking even episode is this?
Have you seen them titties? Every time I see the things, I get giddy.
What is it from?
Actually, I'll show you right now.
It sounds like Eminem, but it's not, I'm guessing.
No, it's this guy rapping about he wants to fuck Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, that one. Yeah, that's fucking
funny. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. Why'd you say you don't know if you've
seen? No, because I remember that video, but he also spit like 1,000 words a minute and catch everything.
Dude, I saw this thing on, so it's a news title. There's a picture of it. They're all talking about it. And the title on Fox News in the bottom is "Short People Have Psychotic Traits. Beware of Short People. Study Small Men, Women More Likely to Be Psychopaths."
Really?
Okay. But if you look at some of the most famous psychopaths.
Are they short?
A lot of them are kind of short. Is that why Tiny Tom Cruise is the thing in Family Guy?
Well, Tom Cruise is already tiny.
Yeah, he is.
He's like, don't they give him like book? Phone books to like stand on while he's filming.
I didn't know. I think that's all. The cameras can make you look fucking.
Well, I guess to him, in the acting world, it's probably like a step stool. I just hope he finds his real stool. But yeah. No, I did hear midgets though technically live longer because their heart doesn't have to pump. If they have the same size heart,
midgets don't live that long usually.
If they
okay, that's not true. I'm saying. They don't live. I feel like
they're the light on over there. I'm turning the light on.
They're more likely to have complications than an average person.
Is it plugged in top outlet?
No.
Yeah, plug that bitch in. No, I'm saying.
Why? God.
If
it's still on.
Oh, come on.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
If midgets have the same size heart as a normal human, their heart doesn't have to work as hard to pump all that blood through because there's not that much surface area.
But there's other issues and complications.
That's why those like giant people don't live very long, dude.
They don't live very long.
Well, then you got to have yin and yang. Then that means shorter.
That means midgets live longer?
If they were born with the same size heart, I think.
Right? So it's one of those things. They're more likely to have. Look at Little People, Big World. Guy can barely walk there. These midgets are very prone to.
Yeah, have you heard of one of them dying yet?
Are you telling me that if I look it up right now, midget lives to be 100?
Yeah. Dude, midgets live. Dude.
I'm not even throwing shade. I'm just saying. I hope Peter Dinklage is the first one.
First one? Dude, they live longer if some of them are born with a normal size heart. And that heart doesn't have to work as hard.
I typed in do midgets and then one said, do midgets get disability checks?
I think they do.
They yeah.
Wow.
They qualify for assistance.
That's pretty cool. I mean, you have to have like a house that's built for that. You know, like countertops lower.
Little People, Big World. I'm not plugging them, so I promise.
Sponsored.
No, they had their whole house like customized for like hobbits, basically. So all the counters, like they were above them and stuff.
The resale value is really bad on that.
Imagine that, dude. You're like an average, like just an average Joe, but you're a midget and you're like buying a house and you're like looking at the counters. Like, I wish I could see them.
Yeah, I feel like I just get like stilts to walk on, you know, at all times.
Stilts.
You know, like those little.
I know what they are. But that's not.
They have the really long pants, striped. Nice
that's
hat.
Not how that would. That you can't stay walking in those.
You ever seen those fucking cone guys and like it's in the Middle East somewhere where they like have the cones and they just fuck with you the whole time?
Oh, but they don't give you the ice cream cone.
I think you'd be great at that, not because you're brown, but because just be good at fucking with people. They're like,
I think you'd be good at that.
Why?
Because you like that's kind of like your personality in like one little
fucking
video. Yeah. Yeah.
I just love to fuck with people.
It's not a bad thing. I do too.
I know. I'm just saying. The only difference
is I embrace what I am. You just deny it. And then you project on others.
What the fuck? I like fucking with people, but
yeah.
Doesn't mean I just be exceptionally good at serving ice cream. I'd get into the cone trick, you know.
I think I'd learn some cool tricks. Like the same guy, like if I was a guy, like I always thought, I'm not kidding you, the dudes that spin the signs and shit, it's kind of sick.
Dude,
they spin it on their fucking head and everything.
If I have AirPods, game over.
Dude, AirPods, dude, like you're tripping dick.
Dude, I am twisting that shit. Like I fucking.
Oh, that he said. I thought. I thought you were talking about like you have, like, dude, I'm twisted at it. Like,
no, I'm twisting that sign around, dude. I'm fucking.
Oh my God.
I think I'm definitely, if I do that though, I think I'm gonna start working out, get some abs going, and then take my shirt off. You know, like how they have like the
I don't think you have to be buff to twirl a sign.
No, but if I'm really gonna attract some customers, you know.
But you're not there to attract customers. You're just gonna get paid to advertise.
I know. And what is advertising?
Do you think those guys are getting paid commissions?
What is advertisement attracting customers? And what sells? Sex. I'm going to have the fucking 12-pack. I'm going to be roided out.
Yeah, Liberty Tax wants sex to sell. I bet they do.
But I mean, if they could get a fucking video of the Statue of Liberty bending over, they'd probably sell a lot of shit.
That's not true.
There's probably people who are attracted to the statue. Does she have a name? Lady Liberty, I guess.
Yeah, that is Lady Liberty. There's a weird conspiracy about the Statue of Liberty, by the way.
The one where it's not on the right island?
No, it's I'm afraid much darker.
Like a Trojan horse kind of thing. Where
hold on, I have it here somewhere. You know what? I probably don't. I'm lying. I don't know why I lied just now. But I think there's a slight chance.
Dude, kid, can I be honest? Going off that, the Trojan horse. Imagine being like, hey, we gave you this gift. It's this big ass wooden horse. It's on wheels. No one had seen anything like that.
Dude, you remember that one?
No one thought to like hide in it.
I know. And so they all hid in there all night. So imagine, and they had to be quiet. So remember that one meme? It was like, dude, you look over at your boy. He's like, you're trying not to laugh.
With the Roman soldier head on, dude. Dude. Oh my God, dude, not laughing in church is fucking hard enough. Let alone.
Oh, I know. I can't.
Dude, can you imagine you're hearing the gates open? Like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Dude, I can't do that.
That was smart. I wonder who came up with that. I was like, dude, let's build them a big horse. We're going to put our best fucking soldiers in there and they're just going to go in the fucking wall. I don't know. I think it's, what are you looking up?
I was looking up. I saw a video about it. It was actually pretty fucking wild. About the Statue of Liberty. Okay. A lot of people, this is obviously just a theory.
Conspiracy theory.
Conspiracy, of course. Okay. So I don't know if you know what, okay, this is what this article was talking about.
You could just go off your own memory. You
know? Well, I don't remember all the details and I don't want to fucking butcher it all the way.
We butcher facts.
So in the statue, you know, right, she has a torch. She's bearing a light. Mm-hmm. Lucifer actually comes from Latin, is a Latin word that means to bear light, a light bearer.
Oh.
And
interesting.
But not that like she's known as the devil, but it symbolizes that.
And oh, okay.
Whether it's malicious intent or an innocent misunderstanding of the word, persons representing her as anything other than what she is may be wrong.
Well, she was a gift from the French, right?
Yes, she was.
That's a hell of a gift. It's weird that countries can just give gifts and it's like, hey, this is from the entire country of France. Like, shouldn't you vote on that? Like,
well, I think that they wanted something to be made and then they maybe hired them to do it.
No, I'm saying, but it's just like, what if I'm part of France and I don't want to be incorporated with this gift? Like,
I'm sure they were paid.
I'm saying just as a citizen. I guess with wars, we can't really choose.
There's actually soldiers in there. They just died in there. They forgot about them.
There's a ton of skeletons. Anyways, you want
to
start this
show? Oh, yeah. Welcome back to Slap. This is Around the Lunch Table, episode
122.
Episode 122. First and foremost, I want to start with our sponsors, Aperture Oceans, bringing ideas and ads
to life.
Also want to shout out Liv Stallion, Wellness Fitness Page, started by ATLT's own, Brandon Body Auto. Streams Monday through Friday. You can look them up on Instagram. Brandon spelled the usual way, Body Auto, BATTIAATO. Congratulations, Brandon, on beating diabetes. And James, take it away.
Got moles. If you have moles in the Puget Sound area, servicing northern Seattle to southern Tacoma, your premier mole exterminator, Atlas Aeration, making your lawn look funky fresh. And Puff Tag, don't lose your shit again. And our Patreon, we have a new series coming out. Hopefully we do it this week. It's called Riding Shotgun, and you'll learn more about it later. Yeah, that should pretty much do it. Patreon.com/ATLTZ. There's something that's been troubling me this week.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping there might be viewers out there that can help me. I'm gonna get comfy. And I want to look right at you. I have been on a quest. I have.
I love quests.
And here's the thing is people are going to
think. I love when we do quests.
Ooh, I love that. Yes. I love a good plan. And when the plan comes into motion, I love
it. Listen, I do like a plan when it's good, but I also like no plan.
Oh, no plan.
I love no plan.
When you just are fucking firing from the hip and you're like, let's see what the fuck happens.
Yeah, like we're like, I think some of our best times have been with no plan.
Oh, yeah. That's been my life the last year.
I think there's a couple times when we went on our wedding run, and then there were a bunch of times we're like, dude, we didn't even plan out where we're going to fucking stay. Dude,
we had a wedding run.
Yeah, we did. That was pretty sick. Anyway, sorry, I cut you off.
No, you're good. So people are going to think I'm making a joke. I'm not making a joke. I have been searching for the perfect pickle. No, I actually want to explain because I'm actually going to get a little animated about this. So at work, I like to have a snack, you know, like a pickle. I mean, how do you like them? Do you like them whole, halved, speared?
I like spears.
Spears, yes.
I'm a spear guy. I don't like the baby ones. They look like, and they, I don't like them that much. They're okay, but
they
look like a wiener with disease on it.
They look like a studded condom a little bit.
Yeah, I don't like it. I like spears. I'm a spear guy.
Yeah.
And it sits in that brine. It gets all that flavor. And it's like open and it's like moist in the middle. It's crunchy still. Have you ever thought about like, you know, pickling your own or something?
I just talked about it.
Really?
With my uncle.
Really?
Because he is also on said quest. It's like Frodo and Sam getting to Mount Doom, and we are far away. So, where do I begin? At the dawn of time. No, I'm kidding. Basically, I have a coworker named Rob. Makes the gosh darnest best fucking pickles out there. Okay. And unfortunately, he rations his jars a little bit, I guess, because whenever he makes them, I'm like, hey, like I'd like to buy 20 fucking jars.
he's like, it's just for like three people.
Yeah, but I pay him for them. And I'm like,
yeah, but I'm sure he would rather have his pickles that he made and took all that time than the 30 bucks.
Make more fucking pickles. Like, I want more. Anyways.
Can I buy these wholesale?
Yeah, I want to. Well, I'm looking into these 5 gallon buckets. Anyways, I'm going to get
5 gallon buckets.
I'm splitting it with Dupe. It's 2.5 gallons a piece. That's not bad. Anyways, the problem is I've been running into a dilemma here. So my uncle has also been on this quest for this pickle. Thing is, he found this company. It had like a pickle with a smile, you know,
like the Vlasic bird and shit.
Yeah, but no, it was just a pickle with a face, like an animated face, you know. I think he was like surfing on some pickle juice or something. I don't
know. That's actually sick.
I can get behind a good mascot. And so I try this pickle. I pull out a spear. Great fucking crunch.
Yeah, I love that.
Like,
I love that.
I'm like, okay. Because I've tried many a pickle in my day, and they just
and it's like it only has like that like a minuscule crunch.
I cannot stand a soggy pickle.
No,
here's the thing. Why I go spears, and I think it's actually just subconsciously because I think I've known that every whole fucking pickle I've tried is just too squishy in the center. So, anyways, so I look at this pickle. It's not a jar, but it's like a plastic bucket, right? You know, you can like peel the lid off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I Google it and I'm like, okay. So I find their website. And I'm like, dealer locator. Like, where can we find?
Where's the pickle plug?
Like, where can I find this pickle? So they're like, oh, Walmart, Safeway. I'm like, okay, cool. Type in your zip code. Do they sell these pickles near me? And I'm like, okay, let's go
clear some shelves.
Exactly. So I type.
How long do pickles last?
Well, I mean, they're technically fermenting in vinegar.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So technically, they're like, they last a long
millennia.
Time.
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know. Millennia is the appropriate term I would use.
They're sealed in a jar. They're sealed in a
No, I agree.
Jar.
They probably last a long ass time. I was just saying how long. I'm very curious.
I haven't done the math. And I don't think
there's... Well, a millennia, that's 1,000 years.
I don't know if there's pickle scientists out there doing tests. Like, ooh, how long does this
pickle... I don't think you need to be a pickle scientist to know when a food goes
I wonder
bad.
If there's strains of pickles, like weed. It's like, oh, dude, this is Northern Lights prickly. This one's good. Fucking...
No, but I did watch this thing of this dude. He, his favorite snack, he takes... He makes his pickles himself.
Mm.
And then he wraps them in bacon and sticks them in the oven.
No, because I don't want a warm picky.
Oh, I guess you're not a warm guy.
I'm not. Yeah. Okay. Anyways.
You don't like fried pickles?
Nope. I don't like warm pickles. Anyways, so I go to fucking Safeway, and I'm like, okay, let's find this nectar. Let's find this. You know what I came here for. Anyways, I can't find the fucking pickles. So in a quest, you get weary, you know, sometimes you take shortcuts. So I saw this other jar and it was like, oh, garlic, whatever, fucking pickles. So I...
How many brands of pickles have you tried? Have you constructed a list and went down, check,
a mental list?
Check.
I tried a Claussen today. They used to be in glass jars. They went to plastic. Their quality's going down the drain. But no, I tried a Claussen today. Crunch a little... I mean, I gave it a 6 out of 10. It wasn't a satisfactory. I also like a little kick. I like a little spice. I want to feel it.
I think you want to snort it.
No, I like a little pain with my food, you know?
Okay.
Makes me feel like I earned it.
So... You know what? There is a lot of like farms and shit around here. Probably have some pickles. They probably have some homemade pickles.
Yes, but
you should look into that. Local picks. Or a pickle draft. Get a bunch of pickles. Mm-hmm. Have them all in a fucking line, all the jars. Take one. Nope. Throw it away. Nope. Have like 10 jars and pick which one you like. Just clear all the shelves.
But I've been doing that slowly and not one has been satisfactory. Rob's pickles, great. Love them. Fucking love them. Anyways. So I try these garlic. It was like a garlic dill pickle. And the thing that I fucking hate is that it said extra crunchy. And I'm like, okay, I fucking believe you. Extra crunchy. I fucking pull that spear out and it's a soggy mess.
Well, it's been sitting in there forever, probably.
All pickles do. You have to brine them. Doesn't matter how long they sit in there. The vinegar eats at the tendons or the little things.
Tendons? Pickles have tendons?
The little things in the fucking...
Dude, my pickle tore an ACL and it won't stand up straight.
Anyways, I throw that fucking jar away. So anyways, Duke brings down a, I wouldn't call it a bucket, not a jar, I guess a containing device of some sort of fucking pickle.
An incendiary device.
Yes. And it was Claussen's today. And so I tried, it was Spears. Here's the thing though, is that I put my fingers in and I grabbed one. And then I could already tell it was a little floppy. So I wanted to put it back, but it wasn't my jar.
Yeah, you can't put it back in someone else's jar. Do you ever pull them out and like wiggle them off and all the witnesses?
Yeah.
Like a tail?
Yeah.
I was wondering.
Anyways, so that pickle sucks. So anyways, so Jimmy John's pickles, quartered. They don't call it Spears. They call them quartered. They're good. So I look up the manufacturer for that.
Dude.
And, yeah, well, this is where the 5 gallon bucket comes in. So they don't actually sell to the public. They sell wholesale business to business. Okay.
You're going to buy a wholesale container of pickles?
Well, this is what I'm going to ask.
Do you even like their pickle spears?
I think I do, if I remember correctly.
So you're gonna get five gallons of pickles off a hunt?
I'm going to order. Well, Dupe said they're good, and I believe he has the same. He's looking for the same prize here. Okay. So anyways... I found the manufacturer. I think they're out of like Ohio or something.
So you messaged you email them or something?
No, but they don't sell to the public. But I'm like, okay.
We have an LLC.
That's where I'm going to ask your permission. What if, so if I classify us as a restaurant?
You're going to classify us as a restaurant to get pickles?
No, okay. Digital media company and... and restaurant.
Wait,
and then I can order these pickles.
You're doing all this to get these pickles from the specific manufacturer.
This has been a quest.
Okay, Z, fine.
And I want to...
Okay, can we get... Okay, let me just... Can we find ourselves in any hot water? Legally speaking, for declaring us a restaurant or not?
We have a bar. We have the signage.
That's true. We have an open sign.
We have an open sign. We have the pregnancy and alcohol do not
and we
sign.
Have a business in our domicile.
Yes, two.
Two. Okay. Let's do this.
Let's do it. Let's get the dude. Maybe I should just get real fucking horny and we should see if I can close the whole thing of 5 gallon fucking pickles for Patreon.
You would probably die by the end of the 1 gallon.
Well, the gallon includes the brine or the broth.
Do you drink the
Dupe does. I'm not that hardcore yet.
I feel like the only time that's acceptable, if this was a homemade deal where this is special and this is brought with care. This isn't at a factory. This is at a...
That's why we got to use the business license. This is obviously like, we don't even sell to the fucking public. Okay. Fuck you guys.
So how do you go about this, telling this manufacturer that you are a restaurant? Because when they just look up the LLC and see it's not a restaurant, you don't have licenses.
I don't think... Okay.
We don't have licenses.
I'm not trying to like immigrate into a country. I'm just trying to buy
I'm
trying to buy your product.
But in this day and age, they can look up businesses.
I'm pretty sure it's just like enter your UBI number and
okay, well, that's it. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, me and Duper are going to
Yeah, I already did it.
No, I haven't done it yet. You know, I mean, you own 50% until you Zuckerberg me.
51, actually.
Yeah, and then, you 51. Know, I get fucked. Yeah, so anyways, listeners out there, if there is a pickle that you have found, which what's crazy, Dupe said the best pickle he ever had, Disneyland. There was a pickle cart. And he went to the pickle cart.
Maybe it was placebo. He was in the happiest place on earth and he was probably happy.
That's true.
If you're in a bad mood and you're like, oh, whatever, maybe you wouldn't like it as much.
But it could also...
Or he was really hungry. How hungry was he and how badly did he want
day.
One?
It could brighten your day. Also, the happiest place on earth is when I'm in your arms, but that's okay.
I don't think Disneyland's the happiest place on earth, dude.
I have a great time.
The kids are the happiest place on earth. The dad's just looking at the fucking bills like, holy shit. Have you ever seen that video of the guy took his family out in Disney and he's looking at the bill? He's just like, it was like fucking $4,000.
He's doing Disney wrong, dude. I went there for two fucking nights, fast passes, ate my guts out, fucking drank to my heart's content.
What do you think of the churro? I'm a big churro fan, dude.
What is a churro if not a fried cinnamony pickle?
I like when I have a churro, right? And some Mexican restaurants do this, some don't. And they have like the frosting on the inside.
The strawberry.
The little bit, no. And they have I like the just default vanilla, whatever.
They do have strawberry.
The filling itself, I taste no strawberry.
Sometimes they have strawberry.
Yes, I'm sure sometimes they
okay,
do.
You just said no, as if not, it never no, existed.
No, I do not. Prefer that.
I like how the tip kind of looks like a butthole. You know what I'm talking about with those ridges?
Oh, yeah. It does a little bit. Yeah. A dirt star.
That's why I put my tongue in it first. And I'm like, hello. Yeah.
All right. Anyways, I had an article that I wanted to share.
I had to say my last thing. Yeah. Okay. If anyone out there has a pickle that you prefer.
Don't start with the big name brands. We're talking something that's mm-hmm. off the beaten path.
Fucking ship it to us. I mean, I'll pay you for the product and the shipping.
Well,
and
hopefully the manufacturer thing works out because we don't want to find ourselves in a pickle.
Ah, fuck. Yeah, that was fucking it. It's just...
Well, maybe we should have a pickle draft one of these episodes and get a bunch of pickles and we just try them.
See, I went on Amazon Fresh to find said pickles, but then they would deliver 9 to 10 a.m. the next day. They wanted $10 for delivery. I'm like, I got Prime. Why do I have to pay for delivery?
It's different. They probably have to ship it refrigerated.
There's an Amazon Fresh 2 minutes from Federal Way. But it said not available at that location.
I'm assuming because when they're transporting food, it's different. It's not like a snack in a bag.
Here's what I want to know, though. It wasn't available at any locations around me, but they'd still have it at 9 a.m. tomorrow. Are you telling me they're going to like expedite overnight this little jar of pickles on a fucking plane from Wyoming for $10 to get it to me?
That's customer service.
I don't know how the fuck they do it, man.
Dude, I don't know. Dude, listen, I know this is a fact. I know people have gotten like obviously mistakes or the wrong size or all this. But
very
like,
rare.
But it's rare. How is everyone uses Amazon? You probably might be their customer of the last 5 years.
What do you mean?
For like clockwork for years, at least two to three packages a week minimum, probably more than that.
What do you mean?
Almost every time I've came home for years, there is packages on the doorstep for James Theodore Spence, like clockwork. And I don't know how do they not fuck it up?
Where's all this shit at?
How do they not miss? How do they not miss?
Here's the thing though, is that like the other day I just ordered rice. It was $2 and it was $2.79 Prime delivery. And
they sent it like it was an important document.
And I got it the next day.
It's fucking nuts.
How is it financially feasible?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. And honestly, and you see in every single house, fucking Amazon vans running everywhere. How do they even have enough? This is crazy. It's just crazy. All I know is in the fucking warehouses, all I can picture is the only way this is possible. Every single employee has fucking shot collars on. They're doing sprints up and down the aisles of these big cars, and they're running up ladders, grabbing fucking wrappers and shit, dude, and sprinting back. That's okay. The only way. That's the only way. And there's thousands of people doing this every second. That's the only way.
Dude, what is absolutely bonkers is, so at work, because we're closer to one, you can get same day shipping. What that means is that this random ass product that I just looked up happens to be at this, like, how big are these fucking, there's a black hole in there.
They're huge.
Or massive. Something.
Like three Costcos.
Dude. I mean, you're talking about from an SD card to fucking jasmine rice, and it's just like, yeah.
It's there.
We have it. How? And we'll have it to you in 2 hours.
How do you
have,
okay.
Like, I don't
have
know.
Have you ever looked at a bunch of and ordered something so obscure, and you're like, how the fuck do you have this?
Exactly. And dude, I'll fill up a whole cart and it's just, it's like birthday present. It's like, oh yeah, here's some bath bombs and some fucking, yeah. And some fucking soy sauce. Oh, I want Kikkoman's.
And here's and a raccoon like, hat. And then here's slippers and a bathrobe and 5 cent candles for free.
And then you can cancel it, change it to low sodium. Yeah. And it's still there the same fucking day, dude.
It's actually pretty mind blowing, their infrastructure.
It's insane. And I know a lot of people, which we need to get on this train. There are a lot of people who return so much crap, and the UPS stores are used to it. I just did my bit. I'd never return shit.
I don't return anything. Never have, never will.
After Beyond Wonderland got fucked, I finally was like, I'm going to grab all this shit and return it. And they're just like, scan, 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 bink, in my account. People buy clothes for like an occasion and just, you don't even have to package it. You just bring it back. Like, here's fucking white collared shirt. They're like, scan.
Nah, I don't do that.
I feel like I'm above it. It just feels like I'm doing something wrong, and I feel like I shouldn't do this. Not that I'm above it. I just feel like...
You think you're above it.
I don't even know what that means, above it. It just feels greasy, you know?
That's fair. That's fair.
But it's not.
I've never done it. I won't. Probably won't do it.
No, I would do it if I wasn't so fucking lazy. Like, if
no, yeah. Yes. I will never do it. The only time I think... The only time I've actually gone and returned something was my fucking iPhone, and I barely got that done.
Yeah, it's like it's crazy.
And they sent me the box with the postage on the back. All I had to do was peel it and send it back, and I was working, but I still was just like, oh, this is a hassle.
What's weird is we'll justify like a $500 return for like the UPS store. Like,
yeah. Oh, and fuck. I almost was like, Do I need to?
The money's already gone.
I'm like, well, they already charged my card. It's pending, but if it goes through, I'll just pay them back. I'm just like, it's just insane.
I don't know. I get why girls do it, because a lot of times they buy one outfit for one occasion that they'll never wear again.
Yeah, that's fair.
That makes sense, because then it's like, if you have this infrastructure in front of you, take advantage of it. Like, You're doing them a service. You're buying from them all the time. So, hey, you know, like I wore the dress. Maybe a little pit stain, whatever. Wash
that it. That does feel crazy to me. Yeah. I don't think I've ever returned clothes in my life.
I did ones that I didn't wear, because I bought this shirt for Pride when we went out for Pride or whatever. And then it didn't come in time. It got delayed. The one time it gets delayed. So then
that
happened
to me in Vegas. When we went to Vegas for your birthday, I got like 3 different things. From like the Barstool Sports beachwear thing.
They're fucking spendy. Oh, they're spendy.
They're spendy. But they took it off. I was so fucking mad because it's gone now. I tried to get it for the summer. Gone. It was like the retro tiger print matching set. Mm. That shit was sick for Vegas. And I fucking ordered it. And it literally got delayed. It was never there. And then I ended up canceling because the app, when we got back from Vegas, it said, oh yeah, 2 weeks. I'm like, okay, well. And I should have never done that because they took it off the site after. So fuck.
Here's the thing. I love a matching set. For some reason, it's all about where you're going.
I agree.
If we're in a big city, I feel, if we're in Tacoma, Seattle, Bellevue, I'll wear it. And dude, I'll wear the most like shit I normally wouldn't wear, and it's fine. Because I just don't feel judged. But like, we do it in a little small town of Enumclaw. And it's
No.
But why? Why?
I think because you have...
It's not that I'm not confident. I'm very confident.
I think it's the atmosphere too. Like, when you're in a bigger city, what are you doing? You're usually going out. You're usually in thousands of other people are doing shit. It's not the same though. It's a small town, kind of low-paced breweries. It's just like a calm little. And then you go to Vegas. It's just fucking It's just bonkers.
And everyone's just fucking. And everyone's dressed to the nines.
Yeah, dressed to the nines. People are wearing tiger print. People are wearing fucking everything.
People are wearing big fluffy hats and shit. Here's the thing: if your girl ever wears one of those big ass hats with like the really big sunglasses inside.
Sunglasses and Advil.
Last night was mad real. Look, I'm not about controlling women. No, I mean, you let them do, of course, right? There's something about the hat that's like, you know, it's got like a 2 foot
Yeah, it looks like a fucking satellite dish.
Yeah, and then they got like a peacock feather in it. And it's just like, I don't know how I'd say it. I'd just be like, hey, babe, I love you, but the hats. Because imagine if
I don't. You don't see those really anymore. I feel like that's an old school thing.
What if they did?
Oh, well, then they just look stupid.
Here's the thing. If I walked in with a fedora, I know I'm being talked to.
Oh, you are getting fucking flamed 100%.
Not even by you, by anybody.
Anybody, yeah.
They're going to be like, dude, take it off.
That's why when I like see people with fedoras, it's funny because now that you mentioned that, I don't think there's been a guy that has went unroasted when he's walked by me.
No one can rock the fedora. If you're bald...
Okay, better question. Is there someone... A celebrity that can rock a fedora. Is there? And I'm not saying it's your favorite celebrity who had it on, so they rocked it. I'm saying it's like, you know what?
I'm going to say...
Somehow this fucking works.
I'm going to say because of the times it worked. Justin Timberlake somehow pulled it off for a year in the late 90s.
That's fair.
But he's also JT.
Yeah.
He was... Dude, he was like... Remember like him and Britney Spears?
Yeah.
They were like each other's first times. It was a magical moment. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you were there. Yeah.
I was not there. I'm saying it's magical each other's first time.
Yeah, but I still, fedoras, that's a hard thing to get away with.
You can't get away with it. It's like fucking murder nowadays. It's
didn't
just not
fucking, Theodore, Alvin and the Chipmunks gets away with it.
He had a fedora?
I think at one point
Alvin wore one.
I thought it was weird for Alvin. I thought one of them did when they went overseas.
No. A fucking Alvin rocked one time in the first newer movie.
Oh, I thought it was
And
Theodore.
I was like, no, he rocks a hoodie. It kind of has the skater boy style. Theodore is like the cute, like, he's the guy you want, but not
the kinda guy. He's kind of like, Simon.
But Simon. He had the glasses.
Yeah, exactly, which is why it works.
Which, by the way, the Santa Claus that he pulled the glasses off of, you cannot tell me.
Those are prescription
fucking lenses. There's no fucking way, dude. You're telling me those are a
they
two?
They probably didn't even have lenses.
No, they probably had clear lenses. He's like, oh, here's Santa. Yeah. Oh, luckily for you, you guys have the same eye problem as this stuffed fucking animal. Get the fuck out, dude.
I remember that. Remember, because like he's singing outside his fucking window in the rain.
Yeah.
And then he's like, huh. And he's like this. And they say, oh, here you go. Pulls out this fucking stuffed Santa Claus. He's like, oh, I can see. Thank you. How does that work?
What's funny is if I see a squirrel on my window who like can't see, I'm just smacking him. Like,
well, they sung.
Oh yeah, if it's
and they got a fucking contract with Jet Records.
They got a contract with Interscope,
dude. Jet Records,
dude. What's crazy though, like, dude, they had like the thing is, what I didn't know was that some of their songs were sexually progressive, you know,
not
the lyrics. I'm talking about the dancers. They had girls with asses.
Oh, like the Witch Doctor, and when when they had their debut, they had their debut, and they came out of that cauldron.
Yeah,
and then the bitches came out, and then fucking they were kind of like dancing with them a little bit.
Dude, they had like glitter, or like
they were throwing it back.
I mean, I was for it. I supported. I just didn't know if like the Chipmunks were like, let's get some bad bitches in here.
I don't know. It's showmanship. It's showbiz.
Okay, because for a chipmunk, that would be bestiality.
Or, well, they're appealing to their audience.
But what if they wanted them?
No, and they had the hot nanny, too.
Nanny.
At Dave's place. At Dave's house before they went and lived with the...
Oh, she was cute. Chloe. No, Claire. It was Claire. It was Dave's girl that he was trying to get.
No, that's not. I'm saying an actual nanny. And then Simon was like, to her or whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Damn. So
why are we breaking down Alvin and Chipmunks right now?
No, I'm just going to poke this one plot hole in. Imagine you and I are on stage. And I'm like, I want some big booty dogs.
That's not like the same, though.
I'm saying, but it's...
But they're in a human... It's a human audience. If it was a chipmunk audience, they would have thick chipmunks. But they're with human audience, they're appealing.
Okay, so you and I are
like the fucking CEO of the record company was not a chipmunk, it was a man.
Okay, I understand that. So I'm saying we're at the amphitheater playing for a fucking audience of chipmunks. Are we gonna have some chipmunks throwing it back?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
probably.
Fucking bet.
I'm not gonna look.
And then we're gonna stomp them after.
I don't know. It was a good idea, and I loved the movie as a kid.
I really did. I used to watch that shit religiously when I was a kid. When the first one came out. Did you know Jesse McCartney voiced Theodore?
No, I did not. And he walked so Justin Bieber could run.
Yeah, it's facts, 100%.
No, I didn't know that. I do remember liking the Chipmunks.
But do they really need someone to do that? Couldn't they just have someone speak and then edit their voice to sound like a chipmunk?
Because they turn it up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's all they do, right?
Yeah, they're turning
it up. So is there really a audition, or is it just like a grab, a stab in the dark?
Remember when Vin Diesel did Groot? It's like, you got to pay this guy $21 million to say, I am Groot.
You could have literally just... probably had
and
any
he guys. Was on fucking stints and shit because he's like, I'm a method actor, so yeah. He's in a fucking they had to find a studio that was like 20 feet tall, I'm not even kidding, and he's on these big ass stilts and he's like, I am Groot. And I'm like, you had to do that, really? One impressive thing I did see, though, there was a scene with Hugh Jackman when he was doing like the last Wolverine movie.
The last one he's going to do with Deadpool right now.
The last
Origins was a good one.
The last solo.
Oh, okay.
One. Okay. So
Logan.
Yeah.
Logan.
So they literally have him in front of a TV or whatever, and all these mics on him. So you know when they're like when he's running through the forest.
Yeah, and he's like
bad guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all the sound effects of him like grunting like
yeah,
so
all
he
him.
Has to do that over again. So he's watching himself.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And he's running in place like. Fucking full on, like Spring acting it. Like he's in it, going.
That's pretty impressive,
I'm like, dude. Fuck, it's I'd love impressive. To do that.
That would be kind of fun.
I'd love to be a good actor. I just feel like I'd be bad at it.
How trippy would that be? You're watching yourself run, grunting to your movements.
Yeah,
that's kind of right. Kind of wild. I almost said that's kind of racist. I don't know why I said that. It's not. I'm just saying.
If it was a white man doing a black man's grunts.
No, I just thought I said. Yourself, and I don't know how that would be. I don't know that, you know. I don't know.
Can you be racist towards yourself? Can you? Probably somehow.
I guess. Mm-mm. You know, I've never tried.
Can you be racist towards your own race?
Yeah. I mean, you can say something that's racist to your own race. Yeah.
Well, remember that Dave Chappelle skit where he was. He was the blind black guy.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
he didn't
yeah.
know he was black, and he was leading the KKK.
Now that could be a special circumstance.
But then he broke at the end of the skit. He divorced his wife because he found out he was black, and then she's like, "Well,
interesting question. Do you so because Stevie Wonder was born blind? Do you think
He wasn't born blind.
I thought he was.
No, he wasn't.
What happened? I could have swore he was born blind.
No, I mean, how would he make those songs about how good this girl looked? When he's like, I love you.
I don't know. That's music. What's he going to be like? I can't see her, but I think she's hot. He's not going to say that. Pretty sure. I thought he was always blind.
You know what?
Because he always wondered.
Yes. You know what? A blind, actual blind date would be the best because take any sexual attraction aside, take any physical attraction aside. It's all about who you actually are as a person.
That's true. Yeah.
If I was blind.
Or you could just like wear a blindfold on the date and it would be a blind date. You just don't look at the person, you just speak.
Does a black contacts on? Just
no, you just have like your meditation mask. You just have that on. And then so you look like fucking Robin.
No, I'm saying an actual blind date. If I was blind.
You don't need to actually be legally blind for it to be a blind date. You
can
just cover your fucking eyes.
I'm saying, listen.
It's the same effect.
Listen. If I was born blind and I have no idea what a woman even looks like.
Dude, imagine like fingering someone you've never seen one and you don't like, what is that? Imagine that. Like a blind person who's blind.
I think the first time.
They were born blind, so they don't even know what it looks like, where I'm at, who, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, you hear the girl and you're just like, you're like, what the fuck is
but
that?
But you're naturally like attracted to it.
But. How are you naturally attracted to something you can't see?
You've probably fingered someone and not actually looked down at it, like you're in the back of a car. It's
but
dark.
But it's different
and
when you've seen
out.
It and you know what your hands are in.
Oh, okay.
It's
okay,
different.
Fine. Anyways,
it's like when you reach your hand, like if you ever drop something in the garbage you weren't supposed to, you're like, oh fuck, I need that, and you can't. You're
and there's like a little piece of pasta.
Yeah,
on the side,
and you don't know. And you don't know what you're grabbing. It could be like that.
Okay, so anyways, if I was born blind, okay, this is what I'm doing. I have no idea what a woman looks like. Pay me. To go out with said woman beforehand, and I'll tell you if she's a good one.
And because all your senses are a lot
exactly.
Better, yeah.
Does she listen?
Apparently, that's a myth. You know?
Does she care? Does she smell good? Like, actually, it could have just been a long day. I'm not gonna judge that. But it's like I could just completely judge a personality with no sexual things involved,
yeah.
And really have a clear head, a clear mind, write up a report, be like, here you go.
I mean, I think you could do that without being blind. But
Yeah. The sex
stuff. A
little
bit extreme.
No, it does cloud. It does cloud. And I believe in that.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And I think if I was blind.
I think if it was blind, you'd be a way better person. Like, as
elaborate.
Not you.
Oh, I thought you meant me. I was like, elaborate.
In general, I feel like because you not take stuff for granted as much, naturally. Because you're like, wow, I wish I could see.
I think it's like that with any disability. If I lost my legs, I'd be like, wow, I wish I could walk.
Yeah. I agree. I was just saying. I wasn't saying you'd be.
I thought you, me personally. I was like, if I was blind, am I that vain? Fuck. Imagine how much shit you could be content with, though.
Oh, 100%.
It's like, I don't know what my house looks like. I don't know what my car looks like.
Wait,
I can't drive a car. I'm blind.
Or your family would be like, dude, yeah, you got a Lamborghini. I got it for your birthday.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. I can't see it. But like, yeah, I'll leave it outside. You don't have to worry about it. It's going to look good in your driveway. Just never get it.
The thing is, I'd like to be fooled, though. Do you remember in Family Guy when he's like, took her to Paris, but it was a treadmill?
With a fan with like...
With a croissant.
Yeah.
And he's like, she's like, oh my God, I can smell the streets. He's like, yeah. She was happy.
That's
not good. You shouldn't lie to her like that. Which also, I want to know how he faked like a 14-hour flight. He's like, yeah, here's an Ambien, like fucking.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. You ever take an Ambien?
No,
I haven't either.
I don't think so.
For some reason in my head, it seems like a fun recreational drug, but it's a sleeping pill, right?
Yeah, you just have to resist the urge to fall asleep.
That's Quipids?
Quaaludes. No, but Ambien, same. It does make you a little sleepy, so you have to make sure you don't go to bed, so you can feel a little bit of the.
Oh, there's a buzz to it. Mm. What kind of drug is that? I don't know. It's not like an opiate or anything.
I don't know.
We should find some. See what happens.
I'm pretty sure that's prescription basis, but...
Yeah, because that's popular. Dude, that would actually be a funny one. Let's pop a fuck ton of Ambien and sit here. Dude, you know when you're delirious tired, you say some wacky
shit?
Yeah,
let's do it. Let's do it, yeah.
Yeah, all right. I'll get some tonight.
Yeah, get some tonight.
No,
Same day shipping Amazon?
I'll buy
Amazon
something.
Amazon Ambien.
We'll buy something.
Okay, we'll get it. We'll get some Ambien for an episode.
Legally prescribed because of my sleeping problems that I have not discussed until this time.
P.S. Have you been wearing snoring strips?
Yeah.
It's something to be embarrassed about. I'm just asking a question.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was just asking.
Why did you bring that up? I've not worn them around you.
You snapped me.
Oh,
multiple times. Close up of the said bandage.
It's my snap I do every morning when I wake up. Good morning. Wherever I'm.
Yeah, I was just saying it did like right here. So I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. No, I do snore a lot.
Well, I have an after question for that. That's why I asked.
Okay.
Because I saw that and I thought, pretty considerate thing to do, especially if you don't. And then, but when you're with me and we're drunk and you don't put any of those on when you're sleeping around me, you don't have no problem waking me up.
You pass out. It doesn't matter.
You know how many times I've not been able to sleep because of your snoring?
You have never told me one time. If you communicated, snore strips
fallacy,
should be on.
Fake news.
When
fake
have you told
news,
me?
Fake news.
When have you told me?
I've told you. I'm like, dude, you're fucking snoring, dude.
When have
and
you?
I go, sorry. I'm like, yeah, that's fine.
When have you told me that it does not, that it keeps you from sleeping?
Because most of the time, yeah, we're sleeping separately, but I'm saying on those times we slept on the couch together. On those times we've been on a trip, we've been in the same bed, or we've been in the same room.
Hotel that one night.
I'm just
in
saying,
Frankfurt.
And you do snore a little bit, and I'm a very sensitive.
You've never brought it up.
Because it's not a serious problem. We don't sleep together every night. Because if we're at the house, I can just go, I'll go upstairs. I'm not gonna say anything.
So then why do I have to wear a fucking snore strip?
You don't have to. But I think if I'm next to you, I think that's the courteous thing to
do. Okay, then I will. I have them on me and they're lavender scent. And if you scratch them, you can smell them and it's great.
They're scratch and sniffs?
Yeah. It's crazy. No.
They're not.
You scratch them and it releases the lavender.
It doesn't do it by itself?
Kind of, but if you scratch it, it's better.
Is it like the friction releases lavender?
Kind of.
How do scratch and sniffs work?
You scratch and then you sniff.
What is the science behind it?
I mean, it releases whatever. Can I say one thing about the snore strips? Okay. I would wear them around you if you told me that it was a problem.
No, it's not a problem, but I think that you should be prepared.
I have them now. And I didn't send you close-ups of the... I send you the same snap every morning for our streaks.
I know.
So I wasn't like, look at my snore strip.
No, I know.
I was just like,
I know that.
I woke up I take a picture every...
I know that. I'm just asking.
For 400 days, I have sent you the same snap when I wake up.
I'm just saying, and it's okay, I'm also saying, it is not, you are acting like it was the first time anyone said, oh, you do snore, especially when you're drinking sometimes. It can be loud. That is, people have told you that, and you 100% have known. Yeah, you did. You did. You lied and you're caught.
I did not lie.
You did lie.
I know that I snore.
You lied.
I know that I snore. But here's the thing. You could have a fucking jet going off outside and I'll sleep. Some people are like that. They just sleep through it.
I agree.
And other people are very sensitive sleepers. I don't consider you one of them because you and I have slept with each other all the fucking time and you haven't really, if it was a real problem, you'd be like, dude.
No, it's not. Okay. It's not a real, real problem, but it has been a problem enough times. I'm like, okay, hey, maybe if we're drinking and we're sleeping the same thing, maybe you slap a strip on.
I have them now.
I'm going to get you one of those big ass machines to put over your face.
No.
I'm just kidding.
When I was looking up snore products.
Is that what came up? The big fucking thing?
No. It goes like this. No, that's called a CPAP machine or something. No, but the highly rated thing, which I'm not doing, it's this big ass mouth guard that like stretches your mouth
out. Like when you go to the dentist to get your thing.
Yeah, it's like that. And they're like, oh, it's super comfortable, but apparently it's like the best working thing.
And you look like the fucking Joker when you're sleeping.
There's no way I'm waking up to someone like like, hello. Do you want to see a full row of fucking teeth in my uvula this morning?
Uvula?
That's the little...
It's uvula.
Uvula?
It's like, not arugula? Is that where you're trying to go?
Uvula? I'm just thinking of Uganda. I don't know. But no, I actually just placed another order for extra strength ones too. So
extra strength ones, do they squeeze harder?
No, actually, yeah, they have a spring in them.
How is it extra strength if it's just a strip?
No, did you just listen to me?
They constrict more, so you wake up.
No,
it just presses your nostrils.
No, it spreads it.
As it suffocates you.
Z, it's a spring. The extra strength ones have a spring that like opens it.
So you have a pig nose?
It's better than the fucking mouth guard, dude.
God, that's fucking
apparently
weird.
I've been made aware that I snore. So
that's funny, bro.
Sorry, I'm considerate, you know?
That was the whole point of me bringing it up, is because you're considerate for others, but not considerate for me.
I'm not considerate
in this arena in which we are speaking currently. Don't take this off the wrong rails. In this arena, we are currently speaking.
We don't sleep together that often.
We sleep in the same room all the time.
Do we?
The couch.
If Alex
If we take the last 6-7 years in one, how many times have we gotten drunk, slept on the couch, watched movies?
Yes.
All the time.
Yes.
Okay, so let's not pitter-patter all willy-nilly.
Here's the thing. This is how you have... This is how you have ever brought it up to me. I have heard you say that I snore in my sleep. You have never...
You said that you... I never said it.
I didn't say that.
Yep. We need to play the clip back.
Here's the thing. As I'm refreshing my memory, I'll just hold it for the rest of the fucking episode.
Is it broken?
I don't know. So as this has, here's what I'm going to say. I'm not saying you did anything wrong.
I know I didn't do anything wrong. And the fact that you're even insinuating that I did is insane.
What I'm going to say, Mr. Lesney, you did not properly communicate your needs. You didn't. If you told me that
because
it was...
Because I'm not a fucking baby.
I don't want you to be a baby.
You don't understand. The point of it is, at one point in said different city, you looked at yourself and said, you know what? I'm going to do... Pretty fast, you nipped that in the bud and started slapping strips on.
Didn't.
Yeah, you did. Because we're looking at 7-6 years, and then a couple months, you were able to identify that and slap strips on. So I'm only left with one conclusion. Are you trying to say something to me?
No. Can I ask you something?
What?
You said that I was able to identify it. I was not. What I'm asking you, I do not know if I fucking snore. I'm asleep.
Okay? I know.
Let me ask you something. Did you bring you and I josh around? We, you know, we're always joshing each other's taters. All right. I get it. Was there ever one time where you were like, dude, I can't sleep and it's very hard for me to sleep next to you because of your snoring? No. You would make a passive comment of like, let me finish. You would make a passing comment God. Like, you snored last night. Like, I kind of like woke you up and you're like, I went back to bed. So I understand and I get what you're saying, but I do want to let you know that in the future, from now on,
that's good. That's good.
I will wear snore strips,
and in solidarity, I will wear them too with you.
I don't need that, and that's okay.
It's like when a cancer patient, the person shaves their head, I'll shave my head before you too.
But here's the thing: is I'm an extremely deep sleeper. It doesn't matter. But I really do appreciate where you're coming from.
Not because I snore, because I don't want you to be the only one wearing one.
That's fine. I'm fine being the only one wearing one. What I'm saying is, from here on out,
isn't that a condition then, like sleep apnea or something?
I don't fucking know. July 18th, 2023. From here on out, okay, I've heard what you said, and I will.
I don't care enough for you to change.
Can I finish without being interrupted?
I just thought it was funny.
Can I be? Thank you. From here on out, this said ordeal, snore strips will be worn
lavender
with the extra strength spring. But on top of that, if you can from here on out, if there is something that does bother you like that, please, I feel we're close enough. Communicate with me. Hey, Jack, just letting you know, when we sleep together, that sounded weird. When we sleep in the same room, sometimes you're snoring, keeps me up and it's uncomfortable. Let's talk options.
There's no fucking way that I'm going to do that.
Why?
We're fucking men. And when you mention something, I don't even care that if you get snore strips or not. The point of this thing was that you were somewhere else and you identified it way quickly for sense of courtesy, but it was not for me.
I did not identify it. I was told.
Yeah, and I told you too.
No, you told
me. Yes, I did. I told you.
You told me in
passing. That's the point. You could snore for the rest of 10 years. I don't give a fuck. I'll listen to it. I don't care. The point of
it. Why go through that and not just communicate that? It sucks.
It does because I can get up and walk to the next room, whatever.
Are you hiding some sort of internal pain? Because
no.
Why do you want to go through that and not just communicate with me?
I don't want to. I don't care. It's not a big enough problem.
Then why are
we don't sleep in the same bed? We don't sleep. We don't sleep in the same room. We're not husband and wife. Where I'm like, hey, something needs to change because I'm not getting sleep.
But obviously, enough has happened where you brought it up.
Yes, I did.
And what I'm saying is, words. Use your words, things would be solved.
You're not getting it.
I get what you're saying, and it's valid.
Stop doing the high road therapy thing, dude. Fuck you. All right, we did it. We figured it out. That's fine.
Okay, as a closing precept, okay, there was a miscommunication between the two of us, and I am at fault more than you are. You, in your own way, did talk about your needs, and did I pick them up? No, and that's awful. And that's something I need to look out for more as we continue this relationship, okay? But from here on out, what would help me? I need to be spoken to clearly.
Okay.
I need clear things.
Okay, we're done with this.
Yeah. All right, we're at 53.
All right.
53, holy shit.
Holy shit.
Should we divide this in two and be lazy?
We might be able to.
Should we record the sponsor episode 123?
James, where can they find you?
Find me at Jack_Spence. Z, where can they find you?
They can find me at Z_Leslie on Instagram. We're both of our Instagrams out there on the Lunch Table Instagram page. I think that's all I got for you this week. So thanks guys for listening. We'll see you next week.
And see you.
Rowdy up in here.